We're in Perek Tes in Tanya, in the Chassidus Mevoraris on page Lamed Hey. Page Lamed Hey. Well, the conquest of the Nefesh Bahamas does not mean to force it to cower, to retreat, to lose its energy, to lose its enthusiasm. The true conquest of the Nefesh Bahamas means the transformation. The Nefesh Bahamas becomes the biggest chassid of the Nefesh HaLikis. And by becoming a chassid of the Nefesh HaLikis, the Nefesh HaLikis is revitalized with the chiyus, with all of that passion, with all that warmth and all that fire of the Nefesh Bahamas. That's the tachlis of the Avodah. On the top of Lama Hey, Ach Kedel Shah Nefesh HaLikis Tuchel La'Gil La'Hafichas Ha'Yetzahar La'Toyv Mamash. So how do you do this? That the Nefesh HaLikis has to reach a point where it's able to transform the Eitzahara L'Toyv Mamish, L'Toyv Mamish, Shuhu Atzma Yovel Ahavas Hashem, that the Nefesh HaBahamas itself, that the Nefesh HaBahamas itself should come to Ahavas Hashem, It's not enough that the Ahavas Hashem of the Nefesh HaLikis, which is on the right side of the heart, should move into and spread to the left side of the heart. Remember, that's not enough. That would still be a forced relationship between Nefesh HaLikis and Nefesh Bahamas, where the king has control over the left side of the heart, over the subjects of the Nefesh Bahamas, and has infiltrated into the left side. That's not enough. There's still resistance. The Rebbe explains a very deep thing now. That there's a difference between how the Nefesh HaLikis, what state the Nefesh HaLikis is in when this conquest takes place. And there are different ways that the kibbutz itself happens. There can be a struggle, a battle, and the Nefesh HaLikis is in control of the Nefesh HaBahamas, and the Nefesh HaLikis is able to take over completely the Nefesh HaBahamas. The ideal kibush, the ideal conquest, is when the Nefesh HaLikis is in such a strong, powerful state, where the Ahavas Hashem is so strong in the Nefesh HaLikis that the Nefesh HaBahamas is literally blown away. To borrow an expression from the other side. But it's literally blown away. The Rebbe explains. Vahainu, in the words of the Tanya, Vahainu, Shiyala v'yovoi v'yagiyo l'madregas ahava rabba v'chiba yisera l'madregas ahava aza kirish be'esh. Shiyala v'yovoi v'yagiyo l'madregas ahava rabba v'chiba yisera. A powerful, powerful love with great longing, Mimadregas Ahava Aza Kirishbe. She explains that Bahavas Hashem Yeshte Madregas. In Ahavas Hashem, there are two Madregas. Aleph, Ahava Aza Kirishbe Eish, is what's called Ahava Aza Kirishbe Eish, powerful love like fiery coals, Kirishbe Eish. That means a feeling of longing for Elokus. A feeling of longing for Elokus. Ka'adam ha'nimtza berichuk makam me'ahuva. Like a person who is very far away from his beloved. V'libay boya ke'esh lahetis. And the heart is on fire. V'regesh saltzi ma'on v'kisuf me'lav. With great longing, a feeling of thirst and longing for the other. That's called Ahava Aza Kirish Pei Eish. There's a Tzimon. Beis. Ahava Rabba V'chibi Yaseira. What's Ahava Rabba V'chibi Yaseira? Hainu Ahava Gevoya V'nalas Yoisem Yimadregis Ahava Ke'esh. This is a higher level than Ahava Ke'esh. Than love that's compared to fire. V'hi Ahava Kemayim. This is Ahava Kemayim. Which the Rebbe is going to explain. Kadesha Nefesh Bahamas Tesapach Latoiv Mamish. In order for the Nefesh Bahamas, in order for the Nefesh Bahamas to be Mishapach Latoiv Mamish, in order for it to be transformed, to itself become Toiv, Sarach Adam Lalas Velovale Yigilam Adrega Nalazu Behavas Hashem. The person himself has to rise to a great Madrega of Ahavas Hashem. Al Derech Marshall, to explain this just in a very, very simple way, that we would all like our children to be inspired by us, by the parents. That's a good thing. For the children to be inspired by the parents. It would be very, very silly for uninspired parents to expect that the children would catch on fire if there's not much of a fire burning by them. Now that happens sometimes because there's hashgacha pratis where somebody else sets them on fire. But we're talking about in the home itself. This parsha that we're in now. The Torah says that we should tell the story to our children and to our grandchildren. Your son and the child of your son, your grandson, as Hashem Salati Mitzrayim. That's what I did in Mitzrayim, as Hashem Salati Mitzrayim, one of the miracles. V'yadatim k'ani Hashem. To know that I am Hashem. So, a few years ago, by Shal Shudas, I mentioned, we learned a little bit of Torah from the old school in Rebbe's Chus Yelena. But, he explains that, L'nma tisaper b'aznei bincha u'ben bincha, how does one cause the Yiddishkeit to be so strong that it's able to travel not only to the children, but it makes its way to the grandchildren as well. Because the question is, why does the Torah have to say over here about grandchildren? There's a mitzvah to tell the story of Yitzias and Shaim. We understand if the mitzvah is to bincha, then the mitzvah continues, full generation. It doesn't say by Shabbos, it doesn't say by any other mitzvah. The mitzvahs are for all generations, right? For all time. So why does the Torah say over here, when it comes to this story, why does the Torah say it in such a way? What's the grandchild over here? So, the old school rabbi said that the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim means the story of Am Yisrael, of who we are. In order for it to be able to make its way forward, so that not only are the children inspired by that story, but it's such a powerful fire that the children themselves are so excited that they can't help but give it over to their grandchildren, meaning to their children. There's only one eitz of it. It says in the pasuk, "Lomat tisaper bozne bincha ben binchas asher salati mitzrayim v'sasai shesamti b'aviyadatam keni Hashem." It's only if you viyadatam keni Hashem, viyadatam keni Hashem, that if the grandparents viyadatam keni Hashem, that if you have that das, if you have that awareness, if you're very very deeply attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is saying then that it'll be lamat esapa b'oznei bincha ben bincha, that not only will your children be able to catch on fire, but your grandchildren as well. Because if you're a person that's a viyadatam keni Hashem, and your children feel that, then your children themselves will be so inspired by that, that they will continue to give it over to their children. And that's how it continues. It's viyadatam keni Hashem. You have to know that I'm Hashem. If you know that I'm Hashem, if that's something that you feel strongly and it's clear to you and it's burning inside of you, then you'll see that from that will come out Bosnei Bincha Ubeh Bincha, children and the grandchildren. So what the Rebbe is saying here is, in order for the Nefesh Elokis, in order for the Nefesh Elokis to transform the Nefesh Bahamas, that the Nefesh Bahamas itself should be on fire with the Havas Hashem, the Nefesh Elokis can't remain so edel, so gentle, so soft-spoken, so laid back when it comes to Havas Hashem. Kedesh Nefesh Bahamas Tisharach L'Tayv Mamish Sarach Adam La'alus V'lova La'agila Madrega Na'alus U'Bahavas Hashem. When a person reaches a great Madrega of Havas Hashem, meaning L'Tayv, the Nefesh Elokis, then that spills over into everything in his life. See, even those things that are normally associated with the Nefesh Bahamas, with eating and other regular things of life, that even those things catch on fire with the Nefesh Elokis. Even those things that are normally not the inyan of the Nefesh Elokis. But if a person's Yiddishkeit, if a person's avoda when it comes to Torah and Tefillah in the world of Elokus, if that avoda is not very very strong, if it's not very strong, so then how do you expect this person's eating? How do you expect this person's avoda when it comes to things that are from the Nefesh Bahamas, from the Klipas Noiga? Then how do you expect those things to become? To reach a higher madrega. In other words, if a person's davening and learning is not passionate, then you could be certain that when he eats, that his eating is not with the Rabbanu Shalom. He doesn't daven and learn with the Rabbanu Shalom so much. So how do you expect his eating to be filled with the Rabbanu Shalom? It'll be a Nefesh Bahamas. Now, so if we want the Nefesh Bahamas itself to join the forces of Elokus, that means that L'kol HaPachas, when it comes to the world of Elokus, that is unbelievably strong and fiery. Is that clear? So all the talks about how the Inyan of Chassidus, is that even the everyday simple things of life should be uplifted, should be lifted up to a higher place, and should be godly. That's true. That's a very big Inyan. That's the aside of Teres of Hashem. But in order for that to happen, the Nefesh Elokis has to be on fire. With what? With Torah and Tefillah. With Avodas Hashem. With Mitzvahs. With Emunah. When that is taking place, so then to transform the Nefesh Bahamas, when you're excited, so then your children, your grandchildren can become excited. When people ask for eitzes, like how should do with the kids, that they should be more excited about Yiddishkeit. So when they're asking that, they mean, where can we send them to a better yeshiva where they're going to turn them on more to Yiddishkeit? Or something like that. Or is there some good video, some good musician that'll do that? And the answer that they never want to hear is, what? If you're a better Jew, if you're a bigger Jew, if you're excited about your Yiddishkeit, if your kids see how you daven and how you learn, and they see how you're involved in mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, they see how you give tzedakah, so then that will inspire them. So when it comes to the avodah within a person's own life, so there's the part of his life that's elokus, that's the territory of the nefesh elokus. Torah mitzvahs, Torah and tefillah, and so on. And then there's the part of life that's nefesh bahamas part. There's the other things, the regular things, the klipas noga, not aveiros, but the klipas noga things. So if you want the klipas noga to be on fire with the Rebbeinu Shloim, so then the first thing is that the nefesh elokus has to be on fire. That when it comes to Torah and tefillah, that one lives in elokus in a very passionate way. That's what it means. Kedesh nefesh b'hamis tisaprach l'toiv mamish. That the nefesh b'hamis should be misaprach l'toiv mamish. Tzarech adam la'alos v'lova l'higil madrega na'alos zu b'ahavas Hashem. He explains. La'avanas enyin magdim l'vor in yonish l'ahavah rabba zu. V'ahavah rabba zu, the Rebbe now writes, he nikreis, he anikreis kakosuv, Ahava betanugim. This is called in Shir Shirim, Ahava betanugim. Now, tanug, of course, means pleasure, delight. Ahava betanugim. Madregas Ahava Rabba Vechibi Yisera Nal, Nikris Bekosuv Ahava betanugim, Shi Regeshal Oineg, Mehadover Ha'ohuvalov, which is a feeling of great pleasure from something that you love. Ki ahava kirish pei eish vo machmes harichuk min hadavar ahuv. The first level of ahava, which is called like fire, like fiery coals, that is because I'm far from the object of my love. I'm far, I'm distant, and I'm longing for. That's hama'ira regesh shel tzima'on elav. And that's ma'ira that awakens a feeling of thirst, of longing for the object of love. That's ahava kirish pei eish. But then there's a higher madrega of ahava. Because you know what often happens? When you're far from something, so then you feel like you have a fire, that's a love, kirish pei eish. But then you're finally together, and you're able to have the object of your love, and then it's not at all what the imagination was. It's completely different. I was talking to somebody that's going through a divorce, and this guy was in this marriage. Was in this marriage for around six, seven years, and from the beginning it was problems. And they tried, they went for help, and the main problem throughout those years, which I was talking to him during those years, the main problem during those years was that he didn't really have much of a hergish. He couldn't really feel much for his wife, and tried this and tried that and things, whatever. So now they're separated, and there's going to be a divorce in the near future. So now he's telling me yesterday how much he misses his wife, and how he feels guilt-ridden that, you know, how come he didn't make it work while they were married. And so he was wondering, maybe, you know, he's thinking a lot. So I said, you don't have to think about this at all, because she's totally not interested. she's already moving on. She's not interested in you. She gave it a long time, and she was filled with busyness for her, embarrassment, and so on. And she's not interested. It's already finished. But I said to him, you know, it's really chaval that you didn't love her while you were together. You know, it's the only time that you're able to love this woman is when you're not together. Not just stamina hava. it's a tzimon, kirish pe'esh. But when you were together with her, when you were married, and she wanted it so much to work, so then you could barely look at her. You could barely talk to her. So this is a very, very, very basic problem in life. It's in relationships between people, and it's a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom. There could be an ahava kirish be'esh, that's a tzimo'on felukus, because mirochek Hashem nearly, because Hashem is distant from you. And you have a fire that you want to have a connection to Elokus. That you want to be closer to the Baruch Hu. You want to be a better Jew, you want to be closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But then when you are together, you don't feel it. It doesn't give you an oinig. You don't have a tanug from the actual relationship. It's only when you're not together. So then there's this feeling of thirst, of a tzimon. But when you are together, so then when you are together, there doesn't have to be any tzimon because you're not far away. So you're able to be with the person. You're able to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's very, very hard. People are much more in love with each other when they're not together than when they're together. That's one of the sad things in life. You could have somebody that's pursuing a girl to marry her, is making her crazy until he finally is able to get her under the chuppah. Then after the chuppah, it's like their pursuit has ended. And she's waiting for a little bit. There should be something, a little bit of a feeling of interest. Where is that old fire? The old fire was in the hunt. That was in catching the prey. That was in getting to this. But once it's there, once you have it, that there should be an oinig, that there should be with a tanug. And it's like that. The person thinks that this is the job. This is the job that I've been waiting for my whole life. And you have such a tzimon for that job. And then you finally get the job. And then it's I said this to, there was a woman that for many years they couldn't have children. And she had, Baruch Hashem, a child. And I saw her at a simcha recently. And I, mazel tov and everything. And I said to her I said, do you remember how much you wanted this kid? Remember how badly? It was also like 5-6 years, I don't remember. How badly you wanted this kid, how much crying and davening for this kid. So she says, sure, yeah. I said, remember that. You should always try to remember that. It's, you know, because if you changed already 4 diapers, that could be finished. Then it's just, I have a kid. No, I got to do this, I got to do that, and the kid gets in my way, in my life, and I got to do this, and responsibilities, and so on. You know how badly you wanted that kid? How much of a tzimon there was to have a child? There was such a tzimon to have a child. So now you have a child. Are you enjoying the child? Do you have an oinig from this child? An oinig. Do you have pleasure and delight from the child? There's so many parents that they don't have pleasure from their children. I'm not talking about nachas, you know, that they perform the right way. I'm saying an oinig. To have an oinig from the child. Once you have the child. To have an oinig from the child. You have people that they haven't shown, and they don't seem to feel any of this oinig, and they had already a bunch of children, and then the lady comes and she says that she's chalshing to have another child. I'll ask, why? Why? The world needs another neglected child? I don't say that. Another neglected child? Another one? What do you have this? What's this Indian? So if we're talking about biology or something like that, or some mysterious need that a woman has to have, to bear children, what's the matter with the kids you have? Why don't you enjoy them? Do you have an oinig with the kids that you have? No, I'll have an oinig with the next kid. You have 7 children. The 8th is the one who's going to give me a big oinig. Now the oinig is not when you have the child. You have it simon to have children. But you're not having an oinig with them. There's a serious problem. Ahava betanugim means when you're when the object of your love is with you, and you should still be in love. That's not so pashut. That's not pashut. A large part of the world is suffering from this inyan. That's just constantly looking for other things. Constantly looking for other ahava. Because you can't enjoy that which Hashem has given you. Which you yourself said was the tzimon of your life. And that's all that you wanted. And now you have it. You don't have an oinig from it. Was the oinig, was the pleasure and the delight from this child, from this marriage. If sometimes a person is about tshuva, so it's outside of Yiddishkeit, and is filled with the tzimon to become a Jew that's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. But in the world of Torah Mitzvahs, that he's now become a Jew that's part of the world of Torah Mitzvahs. So there's no oinig. Then the Baal Tshuva becomes just like the rest of us. There's no oinig. There's no pleasure in doing a mitzvah. It just becomes another thing that you have to do. So what was the ahava? The ahava was kirish be'esh, was it Simon? But then there's no ahava b'tanugim. Madregas ahava rabba b'chidi yaseir hanal nikris b'kosuv ahava b'tanugim shi regishol oinig mehadover ha'ov alov ki ahava kirish be'esh bo machmas harichuk menadover ha'ov. The Ahava Kirish Be'esh is the result of the distance from the object of love. Hamo'ir Regesh El Tzimon Elov, that awakens this feeling of longing, of Tzimon. V'ilo Ahava B'tanugim Bo Miregesh HaKiruv El Ha'ov. It comes from the feeling of closeness, the pleasure of being close to the Ahuv. Ahevdel ben shnei eifanim elu ba'avas Hashem yuvan al pi moshel mi'ahavis ben la'aviv. This can be understood with the moshel of a father and a son. Yesh ahavis ben hanimtza b'richuk mokam mi'aviv. There's the love. There's ahavis ben hanimtza b'richuk mokam mi'aviv v'libo borek ke'esh b'rik shei tzimon shuka v'gagum li'es yachad am'aviv ahuva. There's the son who's far away from his father. And in that state of Golus, being far away from his father, his heart is on fire with a tzimon, with a great longing of how much he misses his father. And how badly he wants to be together with his father, how much he loves him. Till his soul is mamas screaming with the longing, when will I finally be together with my father? When will I see my father? Page Lamed Vav. Akasha benzu benze shahay berichuk mokem hatzliach lamalei shukasai. But when this child is able to finally be back together, which is all that he wanted, he's able to be back together hatzliach lamalei shukasai v'chayze la'aviv, and he goes back to his father. V'shoyeh bebeisa meshach zman, and he's back in his father's house and he's staying there for a while. Shuv ein mokim leregesh shel tzimon. So then there's no longer any tzimon because they're together. So there's no union of thirsting and longing because they're together. So there's no longer this fire for his father. Shayu nimtzi imo b'tzav sechada. Because they're together. Umikomakom. Him noimish shiregesh ahava kirish be'esh cholaf menu machmish ahavos l'aviv nechlesha. Do we say that the reason that he no longer has the tzimon, is because what? He no longer has the thirst is because the love that he feels now is weaker? Bevada shalom. We hope that bevada shalom, that it's not. Adarabba v'adarabba. Atem is galus v'kir by ahava amuka yoysel aviv. The truth is, in a healthy relationship, what I was describing before, it was not healthy. But in a healthy relationship, the ahava is no longer ahava ke'esh. Ahava ke'esh is where there's a fire. A fire is because we're not together. And there's a longing. Now, where they are together, where they are together, the ahava is no longer ke'esh. In a healthy relationship, the ahava now is ahava ke'mayim, like water. And the difference between ahava ke'esh and ahava ke'mayim is that certainly it's not going to have that same quality of passion and of fire, because that comes from a tzimon, when you can't have the object of your love. And going back to the relationship between the couple when they were married, and now he feels a fire, but when they were together, it didn't have to be, it doesn't have to be a fire. Well, what's a hava kemayim? Hava kemayim, a hava betanugim means, shekein kol inyona shelahavu harosin leskarva lahov lidabig boy. Vata bo ahava lidei tachlisa. The tachlis is being together. It's it is a ahava. It's a different type of ahava. It's an ahava that's no longer expressed with a feeling of longing, of thirst, because the distance is no longer there. El beregesh shel tanug vehanah. See, that's something that the Baal Tshuva has to understand. That before he was keeping Torah Mitzvahs, there was an Eish and a Tzimon. Now that you are in the world of Torah Mitzvahs, it could be that the feeling that you have now, you no longer have that feeling of fire. That passion has somewhat died down. The question now is there an ahava betanugim? Do you have an oinig? Do you have a pleasure in this relationship with Yiddishkeit? Not a fire. Because many times the Baal Tshuva is terribly, terribly disappointed. Where's the fire? And same thing in marriage. You remember when we were dating? Oh, there was such an ace, there was such a fire. You had to have three police to keep us apart. Three police, a mashgiach, and the parents. There was such an eish, there was such an ahava. And now that we're permitted to each other, as a kriyus, there's a coldness. The question is, can the ahava be sustained in the absence of fire? Whereas distance makes the heart grow fonder, can the heart continue on in a state of a different state of fondness when we're together? That's always the question in life. And it's the same thing when it comes to Avodas Hashem. The ahava ke'esh, kirish pe'esh, the fire is when they're apart, when they're not allowed, mayim genuvim, stolen waters are sweet, and being distant and being apart, kirish pe'esh. When they're together, so there's no longer that tzimaon, that eish, it's understood, because that tzimaon, that eish, was due to the distance. But now that they're together, is there a deep, a calmer feeling of tanug and hana, of oinig, of great delight and pleasure, when the son and the father are together? Was it completely stam, a dimyon, an imagination? Then nothing. Then there's nothing now. But if it was real, if that fire was real, then now when they're together, it's no longer a fire. But there's a tremendous tanug. There's a tremendous oinig, a deep, deep, deep pleasure. Tanug v'ano ha-boket ha-tzomi ha-dveikus ba'ov. Because of the dveikus with the object of love. That they're able to be together. A tanug and a hana. The problem is that people are always looking for the fire. So when they're in a relationship, and even if they're feeling some tanug, but they want eish, they want there should be a fire. They want the excitement of a fire. So you have these, you have some like, some guys having a midlife crisis. So you got some, I don't know what midlife is exactly, but let's say some 45, 50-year-old guy that he has a good relationship with his wife, and they get along very well, and they raised a beautiful family, and he's back out hunting. He's out hunting again, either, God forbid, in the lemaisa of going out and flirting and meeting, trying to meet somebody, and chalila doing something, going off. Or it could be in pornography as well. Such a thing happens with pornography. They're looking for an ace. Because they miss that simaon. They miss that excitement, that thrill of the fire, of the ace. Married for 30 years, whatever, same person. So someone says, "Well, you're not happily married." That ends up, they go to the therapist when the guy gets caught, when she shakes out everything from the computer and she sees what comes onto the floor, the filth, or she finds some text messages from him and the lady friend. She falls apart. She wants to kill him. She wants to kill herself. They end up by the therapist, and the first thing the guy says is, "I'm telling you, sweetheart, I really do love you." It's the first thing he says. And she's crying, "What did I do? What was wrong? What's the matter with our marriage? What happened? Why did you go? What did you?" He says, I'm telling you the truth. I love you." She says, "You couldn't possibly love me, because if you loved me, then you wouldn't be with this filth, and you wouldn't have gone, you wouldn't have this girlfriend, or you wouldn't have this filth in your computer, and so on. Couldn't be." So tell me, who's right? Is it possible that he loves his wife? Is it possible that he loves his wife and he's still hunting? Is it possible? The Torah says it is possible. It is possible. She doesn't believe it. She doesn't believe it, and the therapist has to help on both sides. He has to help him and has to help her. It is possible that he loves her. The only thing is that the ahav is betanugim. But he wasn't satisfied with ahav betanugim. He wanted it should be kirish pe'esh. Kirish pe'esh he didn't have anymore. He's married to the same person for 30 years. So there's no rish pe'esh. So he asked him, "Do you love your wife?" He says, "Yes." "Would you want to marry that girl that you're texting to?" "That's something I just have fun with. I would never marry her. I love my wife. My wife is a tzedekis." That's also the second thing they say. "After I love my wife is a tzedekis." It's true. She is. You wouldn't want to marry anybody else? You wouldn't marry the girl you're texting to? Chas v'chalila. I wouldn't. I would never. That's stam. I did a crazy thing. I did a crazy thing. I would never, ever, ever want to marry. I would only want to be married to my wife. I would never want to marry that person. It was a crazy thing. So is the guy a liar? Many times he is a liar. But stam, he's not a liar. He's not a liar. He loves his wife. So the wife is saying, "If you love me, then how could you do that?" This happens all the time when the guys get called pornography. "Then if you love me, then how do you go to these things? How could you look at these things?" Well, if the wife catches the husband looking at somebody, how could you do such a thing if you love me? So what's he going to say? Alumnus, there are two bechinas b'ahava. You probably didn't learn Perek Tes and Tanya. There are two bechinas, two madregas of ahava. There's ahava kirish pe'esh and there's ahava betanugim. You don't have to worry because you're ahava betanugim, but you're not ahava kirish pe'esh. So I needed a little bit of a rish pe'esh, so I found somebody online for rish pe'esh. It's not necessarily a lie. And obviously there has to be a lot of Jewish here to see what the relationship is about, but oftentimes he does love her. He loves his wife. And he could never think of living apart from it. He would never want to marry anybody else. So how do you explain this in your life now? The Tanug the tanug of his relationship with his wife was not strong enough, perhaps, that the veikus was getting over the years weaker. So the ahava betanugum is not very, very strong. The oinig was not strong. The eish had to a large extent died down. The fire was not there, or it was much less than it used to be. So this is already, now we have a dangerous situation. And the Yerushalayim might not be so strong. So all of that can come together, and the guy's looking at the computer, bad things, or he's texting to people, whatever, not texting. I just use his name. He has a chas v'chalila, he makes contact with somebody else, a relationship. These are not things that happen once in a yovel, you understand. These are things that are going on kiseida, Hashem Yerachem. So, that's only a marshal. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahava Ke'esh is the Ahava when a person feels a terrible, terrible, tremendous distance. The marshal, after a person does some horrible aveira, he never thought he would do such an aveira, and he's like hit rock bottom, he feels disgusted, and all of a sudden it's clear to him that he messed up his life. And all he wants is to be close to Hashem. And he has a kirish pe eish, a fire to be good, a fire to be good. And he does tshuva, and he goes away from the aveira. Everything it says in the halacha, everything he does. And now he's back on the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he doesn't have anymore that tzimah, he doesn't feel the tzimah on the eish. Again, he's vulnerable. He might go flirting. He might go looking again. And he doesn't understand. I can't believe I'm doing this again. How could I be doing this again? Didn't I learn my lesson? Because it's not an inyan seichel. The kach gam benimshal, the middle of the page on Lamed Vav. Ahava betanugim. When you're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is dovuk to Hashem in his Torah, in his tefillah, in his mitzvahs, in his Yiddishkeit, he's dovuk to Hashem. They're together. And therefore, Elokus, the Ur Eloki is nimshach and mizgala b'seich nafshai. It's mizgala b'seich nafshai. And his karvus is so strong, the relationship is so strong, it's steady, they're together. He's shomer Torah mitzvahs. But the feeling of closeness, the dveikus, gives him a tremendous oinig, gives him tremendous, tremendous pleasure. Tremendous pleasure. You see by people that sometimes the only way that they could become, the only way that they could feel a connection to Shabbos is when they don't have Shabbos for a while. And they had a rish be'esh to be in a place where they could have a beautiful Shabbos. It's like that with everything. Lamita shodava ahava lelakus bebchinas ahava tenugim he schar neshom v'elam haba. The truth is, the deepest truth is that ultimately the ideal ahava betanugim is the schar of the neshama, is the reward that the neshama enjoys in elam haba, being forever with Hashem in that place of closeness to Hashem. That's really an elam haba dike oinig. It's really not in the habit of Kehana. By the Sham is Nenim is a Shechina. The Nenim is a Shechina without any need to go look for something else. Without any sense of getting tired or bored. Hainu Shahin. Misangois Megilui or Eloki. The Nesham is in Eilam Haba. Are delighting in that gilui of Elokus, in being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach tzaddikim zorichem l'kach gam be'yoyis l'mata b'lam hazeh. The tzaddikim feel this. Even though this is really an oilam habedike, it's really an oilam habedike hagosh. But the tzaddikim feel this even in this world. Neshama beguf. Neshama beguf. Hey, misangim al Hashem, me'ein oilam haba. Misangim al Hashem, me'ein oilam haba. Zeu cheftza uritzayna shal hanefesh elukis. This is the chayfetz and the rotzen of the nefesh elukis. Shebeliba shal odem tezgala leirak ahave l'Hashem kirish be'esh. That my heart should not, the nefesh elukis wants not only that what, that in my heart there should be an ahave l'Hashem kirish be'esh when we're apart and when we can't be together. There's an ahave kirish be'esh. Elagamba madregis ahava bisanugim, betanugim. This should also be madregis ahava betanugim when we're together. Kirak ahava zu, only this ahava betanugim, an oinig, a devekis. Only when one's Yiddishkeit, when your Torah and your tefillah, when your mitzvahs are filled with an ahava betanugim. You know, this fire, it doesn't have to be kirish ba'esh because it's not a tzimon, you're together. But it's an ahava kemayim. V'koich l'ahava chaz yetzahar l'toiv. Such an ahava has the ability to transform the yetzahar into toiv. When the nefesh l'kis, when the dveikus b'Hashem is a strong dveikus b'Hashem lematis apa b'oznei bincha u'ben bincha, it's v'yadatem keni Hashem. When there's that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that dveikus to Hashem, v'yadatem keni Hashem, then that's something that carries over into everything in life and can completely transform the Yetzirah into Tov. We understand. I understand why. Because when there's a dveikus, then the dveikus is not only and there's an oinig that comes from the dveikus. It's not only b'shas ma'isa when you're doing a mitzvah, when you're learning, or you're davening. It's also when you're eating, because it doesn't depend upon every single second of avayda. It's a relationship that's very, very deep. Like ahava kemayim is such a relationship; it becomes natural to who you are. That's the difference between ahava ke'esh and ahava kemayim. Which in the Svarim we know that a husband and wife, a chasna kala, it's ahava ke'esh. Chasna kala is ahava ke'esh, and a brother and a sister is ahava kemayim. With a relationship between a brother and a sister, even though it's not like the brother is sitting around thinking about his sister and how much he loves his sister, but if anybody comes to stare the relationship between him and his sister, he'll kill him. He doesn't sit around thinking about his sister. But there's an oinig, and there's something which is natural. There's an ahava tivis, and there's an oinig, there's a hanah that comes with that natural ahava. With the chasna kala, it's not like that. The chasna kala, it could be a big fire, they could have a fight, and it's finished, it's done. No more chasna kala. No more ahava. But the brother and the sisters, they could have a fight, and it doesn't necessarily have any effect at all upon the ahava. You have brothers and sisters, they could be apart for 50 years though, unfortunately, or whatever it happened. So, you remember we once spoke about the Torah from Rav Gershon Hanochem Radzin, that when they were going into Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu, the last thing that Avraham Avinu said to Sarah Imenu was, Imrina achaysi at. He said to his wife to act like she's a sister. Right? It's a very deep thing. Imrina achaysi at. He said to his wife to be like a sister. So Rav Gershon Hanoch says that what Avraham Avinu was saying to Sarah Imenu was, look, we're going into a bad place. We're going into the lowest place in the world. And I don't know what the effects of this place are going to be upon us. And it could be that the ahava, it could be that the ahava is going to be affected. The ahava ke'esh, it might be that I won't feel a fire. We won't have a fire between us because it's going to be somehow affected by the world of Mitzrayim. But l'kol ha'pachas imri na achaisiyat, that we should always be at least a brother and a sister. Which Rav Geshen Hanech says is the inyan that a Jew says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to a Jew, imri na achaisiyat, even though you might not always feel a fire for me like a husband or wife, a chasna kala, but l'kol ha'pachas, you have to, there needs to be that recognition that there's an ahava tivis, a brother and a sister, where the ahava is kemayim, it's a steady part of your life, it's a real thing in your life, it's unchanging. Not the guy's not flirting to find another sister. His sister is his sister. Only when it comes to the dinyan of chasna kala, when it comes to ke'esh, then he's looking for somebody else. The oinig, the pleasure, the ahava tivis, a brother and a sister, or parents and children. It's an oinig. There's a hana. Very often a person thinks that I don't feel anything at all. It's not true. You just think you don't because you're looking for ahava ke'esh. And when you say you don't feel anything at all, it means you don't feel any esh. You don't feel any fire. It's a very tricky thing. It's a very complicated thing. It's the basis of all problems in relationships where there's an expectation of love. And there are two b'chinas of ahava, and one is expecting this, and the other one provides that, or vice versa. There are different madregas and b'chinas. But in order that the everyday life of the Nefesh Bahamas should be transformed l'toiv, it's only when there's ahava b'tanugim. Because ahava b'tanugim means it's a steady, unchanging, unbreakable relationship. Like a brother and a sister. It doesn't change. Even in Mitzrayim, it doesn't change. When there's an ahava b'tanugim between a husband and a wife, even though it's not ke'esh, but there's an ahava b'tanugim, he's able to stay put. If he thinks about it, if he realizes it, that he was looking for esh. So when he says to his wife, after he did this aveira with somebody else, he says, but I do love you. She says, but how could you love me? What he really is saying is that there was nahava b'tanugim, but I wasn't thinking about it, and I was looking for nahava ke'esh, and the tanugim, as a result of that, I didn't find any more an oinig in what I used to find an oinig, and I stopped feeling that, because I was looking for an nahava ke'esh. I was looking for nahava ke'esh. So what can be accomplished through therapy and through honest discourse between a husband and wife? They can come to a bechina once again to restore not only the ahava b'tanugim, but to even have a certain ahava keish that wasn't there before or that was getting weaker. Hashem's Baruch planted into a marriage that every month there should be separation, in order that there be an ahava ke'esh that should come to ahava b'tanugim, so they should be able to believe that there is an ahava b'tanugim. And what about the ahava ke'esh? It's not for that. But this is the rots of a shayv of relationships, back and forth, of how life is. And if one understands that that's how it is, then that already is the beginning of a tikkun. But what the Rebbe is saying here is that in order to bring the Yetzer Hara, in order to bring around the Nefesh Bahamas, that it should be mamish toiv, it's only when there's that dveikus, when there's that v'yadatnam k'ani Hashem, the ahava b'tanugim, where every moment of life is a deep appreciation. Every single moment of life is toiv, is good. From the esh alone, from the fire alone, that's not going to win over the Nefesh Bahamas. That's just for a flare-up. It's not going to win over the Nefesh Bahamas. We're talking about winning over the Nefesh Bahamas. That comes from ahava b'tanugim. That's the steadiness, the depth, the strength of ahava b'tanugim. The oinig, the hana, and the naturalness of this relationship. That we're going to learn Mitzvah next month. That is what brings the Yetzer Hara over to the world of Torah. We'll continue Mitzvah next month.